Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area. Or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. Remember, we are the church with a shout, as not going out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have young adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you come and worship with us. On today's program, we have the choir singing Soul on Fire, and then part 3 of Pastor Duck's message, entitled What Jesus Came to Do, from 1 John chapter 3, verses 4 through 8.
Preacher, I've never been a captive. Oh, we've all been a captive. We were all captivated by sin and those shackles, but glory, when the blood of Jesus touched your life, the shackles were broken. And you have been set free. You're no longer chained to your oppressions and your habits and the devil and the world and the flesh. Now today, you are today a child and you're living in the favor of this God who came to redeem your soul. Amen. Praise God. So if you want to be touched by God, you've got to recognize that God sent His beloved Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Today is your day to allow God to do His work in your life. If you want it. So permit me today to tell you, you can also hinder God. You can hinder God from doing His work in your life, and it's your choice if you do that. Because you're making choices every day. The Bible says, choose this day whom you're going to serve. In Mark 9 and 23, we read, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believe. Now, we often quote the all things are possible part, and we get excited and clap our hands and jump for joy. But we miss the second part of what it really hinges upon, and it's to him that believeth. We say, oh, all things are possible to God. All things are possible with God to the person who will believe. So James says, but let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavereth is like a wind of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. You know, we say, man, I'm just trusting what Jesus said there in Mark 9. I know all things are possible with God. And you get yourself psyched and pumped and you think, man, this is it. And for that lasts for about 5 minutes. Then here comes another wave of Satan trying to bring defeat to you. And all of a sudden, you're right back down at the bottom. See, God didn't play you like a yo-yo. This is not an up and down thing. The Word says you're to be steadfast, unmovable, and always abounding in the work of the Lord. That means that you're not doing the roller coaster mentality. That's why I don't like roller coasters. Man, I just can't take it. Holy mackerel. That's puke time. It is for me. I don't know if it is for you. I don't mind adventure, but I tell you what, I don't need it. I am not going to a theme park and pay to be punished. Amen. Hallelujah. That's why when I was a kid, we'd go to, some of y'all remember Lakeside in Salem? Oh, y'all like that. I tell you what I like. They could take that roller coaster and burn it down as far as I'm concerned. Just give me those big old airplanes that just kind of, you got up in it and you flew around at about a half a mile an hour. That was fine and dandy with me. Amen. One of the worst rides I've ever ridden. How many of you have been to Disney? Anybody been to Disney? How many of you have ridden Space Mountain? Cool. That's great. I rode it, and I won't ride it again. I don't like to go where I can't see where I'm going. And I don't like to go at speeds that is jerking my neck and my head. I'm saying, come back over here with the body. I mean, you know, no thank you. Once was enough. I had a friend that worked there. As a matter of fact, when we lived in Florida, one of the secretaries in our office, her daughter was one of the big wigs over there. And she said, Carlton, you would not believe what they find every night when they close the park down, when they clean out where that thing is located, what they find in the floor of Space Mountain. They find people's dentures and... I mean, everything, and the wild part is they've chomped down on them so hard, I think they even broke them. But, you know, but it's amazing. I thought, I don't really need that. I don't need to be punished. Folks, let me tell you what. God did not save you to be on that type of a ride in life. He saved you. You ask in faith, believing. And where there's doubt, then there's a lack of faith. Did you hear that? Where there's doubt, there's a lack of faith. Where there's a lack of faith, there will be a lack of believing, which will create an atmosphere that you shall not receive. So you've got to believe God can before God will. Do you hear that? In Mark 7, the Pharisees, the scribes, and those religious leaders, they came from Jerusalem, and they came, and they wanted to debate with Jesus. They come with the wrong approach. And so rather than debate Jesus, you know, Why didn't they just wanted to argue with him and debate and just continually bring about issues today. This group wanted a religion that would be kept by the rules and the regulations. I'm going to tell you today, and this is not attacking or insulting, it's just a fact. People are sitting in churches across this town and across this world today, and they're sitting there in the legalistic mentality of rules and regulations, and they don't know more who Jesus is than a man in the moon. Amen. So, Jesus has already, now understand what has happened here in Mark 7. He's already fed 5,000. He's already raised the lepers from there and healed them. He's already touched and walked on water. He's already done the impossible. And Jesus has already raised the dead. And Jesus has already turned water into wine. And you realize this, Jesus has established himself basically as having unique supernatural power because he is unique, and he'll do a unique work in your life if you'll trust him. And he then puts that power in you, and you shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you. So religious people always want to point out what is wrong before seeing the need of what is right. Amen. See, that's that religious mentality. They major on the minors, but they reject the major. They reject Jesus. They question Jesus, why his disciples, and you know, this is really the irony of it. They didn't say, well, we saw him down to the local pub. No, that's what it said. They didn't wash their hands before eating. Have you ever not washed your hands before eating? Now, you'd be honest with me. I'm sure you have. Amen. We try to, but sometimes the appetite of the stomach takes precedence over the water on the hands. Amen. So religious people, they take today what God requires and they try to plug in and add things to it. Redemption, listen, redemption change is about the spiritual life and the life that He works within you today. It's not about rules, it's about grace. And God's grace is sufficient. Religion is about, you know, us, where realizing redemption is about Him and what He's done for us. Jesus left the presence. I think probably He just said, that's enough. And so He left the presence. And the Bible says in verse 24, and from thence He rose and went into the borders of Tyre and Sidon and entered into a house and would have no man know it, but He could not be hid. I like that. He just wanted to get away from that. Hallelujah. I'm telling you today, I don't care what the liberal world may say, Jesus cannot be hidden. Amen. He is still alive and He is still on the throne. And when you see darkness turn to light, let me tell you what, when lives come to Christ and they're changed, that's the power of Jesus. Amen. And burdens, you know, that are lifted and where sins are forgiven. That's the presence. You can't hide Jesus. Amen. And the captives are set free. Only God can do that. Amen. Religion can't do that. God can do that. And a woman appears, and so she is not religious, but she desires something that Jesus would give. And it's called a relationship. That same Jesus that appeared to that woman is the same Jesus that's in this room today. Her need was desperate. But understand, her need just wasn't for her. But her need was about something just not in her life that was on her mind. Her daughter is vexed, meaning that she is severely possessed. I'm going to tell you today, if you're not saved, you are possessed of the devil. But when Jesus moves in, I want you to know, the devil moves out. Amen. And so therefore today, you're set free in Christ. So when you get to the place of desperation, and this is what this woman had done. I believe this is something that needs to happen within the ranks of the church. We need to get in desperation today to realize, listen, God doesn't need us, but we need Him. And I'm glad He's a merciful God. I'm glad His mercy endureth forever. I'm glad He's a loving God. I'm glad today there's no end today to God. I don't care what you do, you can't stop Him from loving you today. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, Ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.